Romney stands alone in New Hampshire. A convincing win last night. Ron Paul was second, John Huntsman third, and everybody heads for South Carolina on this Wednesday, January 11th. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
The media invasion forces turn their way south. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
So good morning to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick as well. It's Romney versus the other five. New Hampshire makes it official, right?
There's no question Mitt Romney is now firmly in the driver's seat. A sweep of Iowa and New Hampshire, although that Iowa win was very narrow margin, just 8 votes. No 8-vote margin in New Hampshire for Mitt Romney. 40,000 vote margin. But now he heads into an area of the country, John, where he is fundamentally weak in other ways. In New Hampshire, weak among independents, he heads down into the land of evangelicals, conservatives, Christian voters, who fundamentally in many, many different ways don't like Mitt Romney. It's going to be an interesting contest.
Mitt Romney in the driver's seat and heading south on I-95 to South Carolina. Todd will be with us all morning long. Thanks, Todd. And so will you. Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check the morning's top headlines.
Cheers erupting at Mitt Romney's New Hampshire headquarters as the former Massachusetts governor cruised to an easy victory in the Republican primary there. With nearly all of the votes counted this morning, Romney has a commanding double-digit lead, taking almost 40% of the vote. He appeared energetic and confident during his victory speech, taking aim at President Obama.
In this campaign, I will offer the American ideals of economic freedom a clear and unapologetic defense. Yeah. And we're going to win with that message.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, Romney's closest challenger, was some 16 points back. He came in second, thanks largely to turnout from young and independent voters. Meanwhile, former Utah Governor John Huntsman painted his third place finish as a victory.
This state wants its candidates to earn it the old-fashioned way. That's on the ground, handshake by handshake, conversation by conversation, vote by vote. We got it done, ladies and gentlemen.
Huntsman received nearly 17% of the vote after campaigning across New Hampshire for months and skipping last week's Iowa caucuses.
A not-so-good result for Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. They vied for fourth place all night, and this morning Gingrich appears to narrowly edge out Santorum by about 200 votes. The one-time frontrunner tells supporters his campaign will go on to South Carolina.
I will do everything I can to win the opportunity to represent you this fall in debating and then defeating Barack Obama.
But Texas Governor Rick Perry received less than 1% of the vote. He has so far given no indication he's leaving the race.
In other news, President Obama heads to Chicago today to rally his base and pick up some campaign cash. His campaign has raked in more than $150 million since September. However, Democrats say they'll need to compete with Republican-leaning outside groups who can give unlimited amounts of money.
Possible good news for Ron Paul's campaign. New figures out from the Labor Department show the economic downturn has disproportionately affected young people, especially teenagers. The jobless rate for those aged 16 to 19 averaged 25% last year, compared to 9% for the general population. Experts say many of the jobs once sought by teens are being taken by older people who also need the paycheck.
The company that was made famous by Twinkies has filed for bankruptcy again. Hostess Brands list debt of more than $1 billion. That filing comes just 3 years after the company emerged from bankruptcy protection under a restructuring plan. And the price of orange juice has hit an all-time high, up 25% since the beginning of the year to $2.12 a pound. Traders say the reasons are fears over the safety of oranges from Brazil and cold weather in Florida.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets mixed this morning. Futures have been virtually flat all morning long for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,462. The S&P opens at 1,292. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,367. All hour long, we're going to be taking a look at the New Hampshire primary, all the results there, and all the various implications for the six candidates who move on to South Carolina and Florida. And we'll be taking a look at key voter constituents in those southern states, the next contest's up. Are you a supporter of Mitt Romney? Are you a supporter of Ron Paul, John Huntsman, any of the candidates? Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org. We welcome your punditry right here on The Takeaway, coming up on the ground in New Hampshire.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.